The following audio was obtained for the MediaCollective.org's News Channel Internet Show on September 24th, 2009, in front of the Lawson Computer Science Building on the Purdue University West Lafayette, Indiana campus. The responses given were prompted by asking why. Why is this going on? Why are people out here? Why are people in there?
They dislike how, Bill Ayers is speaking tonight, and he was a radical
in the
60s.
They don't like that the Purdue University invited them over here, invited him to the to speak. That's what they're not real happy
about. But it wasn't
about.
Purdue University as a whole. It was some people.
Sure.
So it was a few people who were interested in hearing what he had to say, just invited him over here. Mm-hmm. It's not like President Cordova and all 40,000 of us just invited him. I don't know.
I heard he is here. See? Ayers works for Illinois University, and he has a prestige job over there in the education. And, you know, he teaches about education. That's what he's coming here to speak about, education. But we are protesting because we don't like to see somebody, a self-avowed bomber, coming to a university speaking to students, faculty, whomever. We don't like to see him doing that.
Why? I mean, by what I can tell is that they're just mad because, I mean, especially now against, you know, terrorism and all this, that we have a local terrorist, you know, supposedly they're condemning him, like a local terrorist, and the fact that a public institution, an institution of higher learning, was to educate our generation is inviting terrorists and people who supposedly have terrorist ideas or philosophies. And they're just upset. Like I said, it looks like the majority of the people that grew up with this, hearing about this man in the paper, because I've never heard of this guy before in my life. And I guess because my parents didn't grow up in the States. So it looks like more their generation. So I guess they're mad. Yeah, a bunch of signs. There's a bunch of, like, there's a big cardboard sign showing his, it looks like a mugshot of this of Bill by the FBI. Mm-hmm. And I think they're just going to be protesting and then just die off. I mean, if they're really, they look kind of adamant that they'll be here till probably like when it gets dark. But getting bigger or actually having a huge, huge impact and like stopping this, I don't think it will, honestly. I've seen mobs, and this is not a mob. This is just a friendly protest. I guess this is a protest.
People with high degrees like PhDs and stuff like that, they don't get the recognition that they think that they should get. And so they're in there slapping each other on the back, and they probably give each other some PhDs tonight, you know. That's what they're doing in there. You know, they really don't do anything, but they're congratulating themselves.
Right now, why is this going on out here?
Well, we think that killing cops and blowing up buildings and stuff like that's not a good idea, and that people that do stuff like that ought to be in jail instead of being invited to Purdue to talk to their socialist professors.
Well, it seems like most of these people really don't actually students or students' parents, but rather locals. So I don't know. I'm not even quite sure if this. I'm sure this county voted.
Hey, Andrew, you guys, just really quick.
This county voted.
Sorry, I just wanted to get your attention really quick, okay? You posed a question, and I just wanted to give you an answer.
Voted Democratic, but I think it's just because of the college area. But I'm guessing most of the people up here, like the locals, seem to be Republican. And this may just be the terror. I think if Obama came to speak tonight, we have the same, obviously a bigger crowd of people protesting against it. So, I don't know.
Why are there people here?
Right.
Just to protest Bill Ayers speaking at the college.
Now, why is Bill Ayers here?
I don't know. I don't know why he's speaking here. I don't know why he was invited to speak here. But, I mean, we're just trying to say that we disagree.
Oh, I think that people are just especially during the election, they made a big issue. Especially Sarah Palin said Barack Obama is palling around with terrorists. Those are her own words. And what this did is that people overlooked what he did, why he did it and overlooked any sort of justification that he had for being part of the Weather Underground and saying, oh, you know, he's a terrorist, end of story. You know, he's pretty much like, you know, Bin Laden. But that's not the truth. The bomb, they said that he bombed the Pentagon. That didn't happen. That never came to fruition. His group was, I admit, a violent group and misguided. I would say that their group was wrong in a lot of sense. But none of the people that were ever in charge of the group were ever charged of a crime. Bill Ayers was never charged of a crime. He is, you know, a free citizen, and he's now a distinguished professor. So, I mean, your question is, why is this going on? People see this man as being a terrorist. Plain and simple. That's one sentence reason why. And, you know, I'm just somewhat disgusted right now because I see some guy over there saying, Bill Ayers, is he Obama's bomb czar? And, I mean, first of all, that's in poor taste. I think that some of the attacks on our president, comparing him to Hitler, you know, comparing him, saying that there's gonna be like a new genocide, and you know, it's just wrong. I think that our president deserves respect, no matter who the president is, whether he's a left, whether he's George. It's wrong when people call Bush Hitler too. I admit that too.
Why? Because Cordova, may, you know, it might not be her fault, but she definitely has a say. So, being the president of a state-run university, she definitely has the right to say who can and cannot come on and speak. And to let somebody like him, the only reason he should be here is if he's apologizing to the United States of America. If he has nothing else to, you know, along those lines, he doesn't have anything to discuss here. He has his own views. He has websites. You can go on his websites, read his stuff. He considers himself a small C communist, which is a bitch communist, is what we call it. He's just not man enough to be one. So, you know, just for those people who don't know Bill Ayers, he did beat his girlfriend. She did die in a bomb-making accident. And his best friend died in a bomb-making accident. And you can say that they died for their own rights. And he like any other terrorist in the world, a terrorist worth mentioning, he sits back and lets his minions do it. Just like Manson. Manson was a bitch because he had other people go out and do his work. You know, that's the biggest part about him. If you were out physically doing stuff and dying like the rest of them did, then more power to him. I mean, if you're going to go out and die for what you want, at least die for what you want. Our soldiers do it. Be a soldier. Don't be a bitch and go around and speak at universities. You're never going to get anything. He's not getting anything done in there. And if we're, you know, even if we don't get anything physically done out here, we at least know to ourselves and to our fellow peers and community members out here that we at least took a stand for it.
Now, why out here?
Because they won't let us inside. If we could be inside, it'd be great. But I mean, the man's in, when he's inside, you've got to let him. Unfortunately, you got to let him talk. It's not polite. It's definitely not professional. We've got to sit out here and do our thing. If he wants to come out here and speak directly to us, then
answer
some of our questions.
I haven't the slightest idea why that's going on in there. I wish somebody would tell me. And what's going on out here is because Bill Ayers shouldn't be here speaking and corrupting the minds of our young people. I hope he's not going to do that, but he probably will. And Isaac said, traitor, traitor!
Enjoy the tax!
That was him that just went in there.
Honestly, I don't know why he was invited here. I don't know why some other expert on education couldn't have given a lecture, someone without the same past. This is going on out here because, of, like what I said before, it's important to stand up for what you believe in. So if I believe that he's a domestic terrorist, and I've sworn, and I have sworn, to defend this country from terrorists, domestic and foreign, then that's what I'm doing here. I'm standing here saying that I'm against that. And so that's answered.